shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. The first item on the agenda is review and action of the June 2018 minutes that were provided in advance.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. Next, we have public hearing and final vote. The one item on the agenda has delayed their presentation, so we're going to move directly into concepts. First concept, 18-22, is Brian Charlton, proposed nightly rental, 584 Hillcrest Drive, Hollister. Do we have a representative here for that concept?
May recall, but could postpone him here a little bit and see if he rolls in.
I would move we put it to later in the meeting, and then if they're not here, well, we'll act on it then.
Okay. We got a second for that? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We will move then to 18-27, Todd Jansen, proposed wedding chapel, 34 acres off U.S. Highway 65, Walnut Shade.
Your applicant's there, and I don't have a whole lot of slides on this, and he's got some stuff to give the commission.
Okay.
Right at the top of our PowerPoint here is the Christian-Taney County line. Get your bearings. This is the Ozark Shooter property right here. So in our parcel in question tonight is this parcel right here. Zoom in a little. These both parcels are owned by the Seilers, which is the Ozark Shooters. But the proposal is a wedding venue on this property, and he's got some drawings tonight to show, and we'll get those for the public hearing, but I'll just let the applicant explain what his concept is, and you guys can fire any questions you'd have.
So, my name is Wade Jansen. I represent my family, and well, we're, like you already got done saying, we're proposing a wedding chapel and venue just north of on 65 of Branson. We're looking to seat around 200 people. The chapel site itself is going to be a 35 by 69. We contacted the Taney County Western Fire District to see what kind of square footage we needed in order to be able to seat that many folks in on that venue, and that was sufficient for them. Then the actual reception hall itself is 105 by 50, and that will also house a commercial kitchen. And the venue, the reception venue, 60 by 50 of that would be used for the hall, and the rest would be kitchen and bathroom. And that would be what's labeled in orange is the two building sites. The black area you see is a 400 by 80 parking lot area that we were proposing in that area, which should be sufficient to have about 100 cars in that area. The blue site that you see is where there's already an existing well on the land, and we'd be looking at possibly reusing that well or drilling somewhere in that location already, depending on what information we get back from the water well service. And then the green site that you see is our proposed septic area. Now we are getting ready to do the soil sample testing here in the next couple of weeks, and then after that we'll be getting with John Suti on what he proposes is going to be best for that area and for that formation that we're sitting on. We've contacted the property owner to the north of us, being Ozark Shooters, and Ms. Peggy was very happy with the thought of us doing what we were going to do. She thought that the idea of having a building next to her that we could possibly bounce some business back and forth that way but that also helps give us access from Highway 65 onto the property. So we would share that same access off of Highway 65.
And kind of a whole new term to shotgun weddings there, huh?
Be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would
be handy, yeah.
And the only spot that we see that we wouldn't already have a noise buffer or something along that lines is on that north border between us and her. She informed us that that border on in between us and those are shooter complex, she does own that too. And no one lives there, no one will be living there in the coming time, but we would still be putting up a border in between us and that, most likely, to have a sufficient border there.
Any specific questions for Wade? Wade, would you mind going over there and pointing out how where ingress and egress would be to the project? Or is it okay? I guess they're zoomed in.
Yep.
Right where the driveway is now.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
The plan.
Yep. That the initial well. That. Yes, this is our access off 65 coming in. This trail that you see coming through here is a very nice trail, but there's actually a second one that you cannot see with the aerial photo. And what it actually does is it comes in from this direction, and you can kind of see it through that line there. But it gives a good Ozark appeal of having just nice oak canopy trees coming together. But that is, it runs on the western property line. And then comes up to the trees. And then you would come up to this right here, which would be the parking lot. And then the venue would sit off in this direction here. And then you would, all this up here would be Goodnight Hollow. And just, you have a beautiful view of the hollow.
This wouldn't actually have visibility per se from 65, though, would it?
No, sir.
From an ingress and egress, is that with the state involved with that at all, needing to bless that?
Yeah.
Have you guys talked to the state?
Not yet, no sir.
Okay.
Well, doesn't it have kind of a turn lane there?
Well, it's got a crossover. It's got a crossover that goes up 176.
Just having a couple hundred people, though. Or,
it shows a turn lane, a deceleration lane.
Yeah, I thought that it did have somewhat of a turn lane there.
Yeah.
You're kind of on your own going north, but turning in there, I think that it's...
You can see the arrows.
Yeah, well, they use the same access that shooters would use.
Yes.
Where you sit.
Yeah.
Usually when they do the right-of-way, they'll give them access. They would have been the one, the contractor would have constructed that little curve in the property.
Any other questions?
What kind of barrier are you going to propose on the north side?
We've been thinking about two different ideas, either a fast-growing, a natural border, yes. Or we've also thought of putting up a wall, a fair-sized wall that would go in between, and then having vine vegetation on top of that.
Doing any signage out front?
No, sir. I don't believe so. At this moment in time, I'm going to say no.
Are Barry's going to retain their sign on the property?
At this moment, yes, sir.
Okay.
That this one right here, we can see the shadow of?
There's a sign right there.
See the shadow of it, yeah.
Usually that little red box indicates a sign, too, that's right in the middle of the
property. I didn't know whether it was a lease or whether they actually, sometimes it's a purchase of a small acreage underneath.
It's a lease at this point.
It's just a lease at this point. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Anything else for the applicant? Public hearing and the final vote be August 13th.
Yes, sir. That can be your copy if you guys left.
You want to keep
it? Yeah, I'll need to keep it.
You want that one or this one? Or
what is it?
Both of them? Or you want the color? However you guys want.
And I'll scan that and we'll get it to him. I'll scan this one. No, we got those, so thanks.
Thanks, Wade. Next on the agenda, we've got 18-28, Jim Berger, proposed RV park located at 708 and 720 Foggy River Road, Hollister.
That's correct.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What are these two lots in the project? We know where Foggy River Road is. All the way at the end of it, here's our two lots, a few pictometry views of them. And I think we provided a drawing. I think he got it here in time. If not, I've got it pulled up here.
Yeah, I provided a drawing, but I just bought one. I didn't know if I was supposed to bring more or not.
Yeah, and I made some copies for him. Here's the beacon with our floodplain map on it. Of course, here's just the regular. But then when we throw the floodplain layer on, it gives you an idea where we're at. This will have some regulatory as far as a floodplain development permit. Any work he does in there, adding or taking away material, he'll have to, because it's in the floodway, have to show that it's not going to affect the neighbor through engineering or having an engineer show that it's not going to affect. This is a little bit skewed. It's actually wider. We're looking from the west. This is the boat ramp, Foggy River Road here. First lot on this side, second lot here. A few of the things that we'll need to look at, of course, is the floodplain development permit. On these lots, he'll need to buffer, and it calls for a vegetative buffer, but with the floodplain and the floodway, we can't do a privacy fence. That won't be allowed. He could do a chain link or a wrought iron type where they are far apart, but that's not going to be a buffer much of the RV park. So it's going to be a vegetative, and it even says in the RV regs that I gave you that it's a vegetative buffer. And this side, he should be able to leave enough natural vegetation. I didn't walk all through this, but I looked at it, and we'll get you some pictures of it. There's a lot. It's pretty thick. A lot of cane in there. This green is all river cane. And the other thing that he'll need to address, Jim and I haven't got to talk, he's been in Florida and he just got back in, is per the regs, an RV park is any spots that has two or more RVs, and then for an RV park it needs to be on 3 acres.
Yeah.
So he would have to ask for a variance. And we looked and thought in the office, do we do the variance and then approval, or approval from planning and then the variance? And we thought planning commission should come first, because then he won't need to seek the variance if it's not approved. But if he was approved, it'll be stipulated in the decision of record that he has a variance for the 3 acre part of the RV park.
Well, we're back to the thing at over 6 micro. We can't approve something that obviously don't meet the requirements.
Well, you would only approve it if he did happen to get the variance for the 3 acres.
Yeah, we've tackled this problem before.
Yeah, we've tackled that one. And if he never got that variance, then he wouldn't be able to start.
Wasn't the main problem for a variance the sewage?
Well, looking at the RV park, I'm assuming that they said nothing on less than 3 acres was space, but also for wastewater, which this actually has availability to sewer.
To sewer, yeah.
So his variance request would be based on availability to sewer.
Where does his water come from?
It's on Foggy River Road.
That water company over there that serves that area?
Is it Missouri American?
American Water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It goes all the way to the end of the cul-de-sac.
Okay, I didn't know for sure they were there.
I spoke with them, and they said they could carry it easy enough. They said probably want to put in 2 1-inch lines one-inch line on each lot to, and split them somewhat.